Chapter 4. Precedents and numerous acts of Parliament connected with them. Think of the infinite number of ingenious and interminable chancery suits to which this pleasant prospect may give rise, and acknowledge, Dr. Jeddler, that there is a green spot in the scheme about us. I believe, apostrophe said Mr. Snitchey, looking at his partner, that I speak for self and Cracks. Apostrophe apostrophe, Mr. Cracks having signified assent, Mr. Snitchey, somewhat freshened by his recent eloquence, observed that he would take a little more beef and another cup of tea. I don't stand up for life in general, apostrophe he added, rubbing his hands and chuckling, it's full of folly, full of something worse. Professions of trust, and confidence, and unselfishness, and all that. Bah, bah, bah. We see what they're worth. But, you mustn't laugh at life. You've got a game to play. A very serious game indeed. Everybody's playing against you, you know, and you're playing against them. Oh, it's a very interesting thing. There are deep moves upon the board. You must only laugh, Dr. Jeddler, when you win, and then not much. He. And then not much, apostrophe repeated Snitchey, rolling his head and winking his eye, as if he would have added, you may do this instead. Apostrophe apostrophe, well, Alfred. Apostrophe apostrophe, cried the doctor, what do you say now? Apostrophe, I say, sir, apostrophe replied Alfred, that the greatest favor you could do me, and yourself too, I am inclined to think, would be to try sometimes to forget this battlefield and others like it in that broader battlefield of life, on which the sun looks every day. Apostrophe, really, I'm afraid that wouldn't soften his opinions, Mr. Alfred, apostrophe said Snitchey. The combatants are very eager, and very bitter in, that same battle of life. There's a great deal of cutting and slashing, and firing into people's heads from behind. There is terrible treading down, and trampling on. It is rather a bad business. Apostrophe, I believe, Mr. Snitchey, apostrophe said Alfred, there are quiet victories and struggles, great sacrifices of self, and noble acts of heroism, in that even in many of its apparent lightnesses and contradictions not the less difficult to achieve, because they have no earthly chronicle or audience done every day in nooks and corners, and in little households, and in men's and women's hearts any one of which might reconcile the sternest man to such a world, and fill him with belief and hope in it, though 2/4 of its people were at war, and another 1/4 at law. And that's a bold word. Apostrophe, both the sisters listened keenly. Well, well. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the doctor, I am too old to be converted, even by my friend Snitchey here, or my good spinster sister, Martha Jeddler, who had what she calls her domestic trials ages ago, and has led a sympathizing life with all sorts of people ever since. And who is so much of your opinion, only she's less reasonable and more obstinate, being a woman, that we can't agree, and seldom meet. I was born upon this battlefield. I began, as a boy, to have my thoughts directed to the real history of a battlefield. 60 years have gone over my head, and I have never seen the Christian world, including heaven knows how many loving mothers, and good enough girls like mine here, anything but mad for a battlefield. The same contradictions prevail in everything. One must either laugh, or cry at such stupendous inconsistencies, and I prefer to laugh. Apostrophe, Britain, who had been paying the profoundest and most melancholy attention to each speaker in his turn, seemed suddenly to decide in favor of the same preference, if a deep sepulchral sound that escaped him might be construed into a demonstration of risibility. His face, however, was so perfectly unaffected by it, both before and afterwards, that although one or two of the breakfast party looked round as being startled by a mysterious noise, nobody connected the offender with it. Except his partner in attendance, Clemency Newcome, who rousing him with one of those favorite joints, her elbows, inquired, in a reproachful whisper, what he laughed at. Not you. Apostrophe apostrophe said Britain. Who then? Apostrophe apostrophe humanity, apostrophe said Britain. That's the joke. Apostrophe, what between master and them lawyers, he's getting more and more addle-headed every day. Apostrophe apostrophe cried Clemency, giving him a lunge with the other elbow, as a mental stimulant. Do you know where you are? Do you want to get warning? Apostrophe, I don't know anything, apostrophe said Britain, with a leaden eye and an immovable visage. I don't care for anything. I don't make out anything. I don't believe anything. And I don't want anything. Apostrophe, although this forlorn summary of his general condition may have been overcharged in an excess of despondency, Benjamin Britain, sometimes called Little Britain, to distinguish him from great, as we might say young England, to express old England with a decided difference, had defined his real state more accurately than might be supposed. For, serving as a sort of man miles to the doctor's Friar Bacon, and listening day after day to innumerable orations addressed by the doctor to various people, all tending to show that his very existence was at best a mistake and an absurdity, this unfortunate servitor had fallen, by degrees, into such an abyss of confused and contradictory suggestions from within and without, that truth at the bottom of her well was on the level surface as compared with Britain in the depths of his mystification. The only point he clearly comprehended was that the new element usually brought into these discussions by Snitchey and Cracks never served to make them clearer, and always seemed to give the doctor a species of advantage and confirmation. Therefore, he looked upon the firm as one of the proximate causes of his state of mind, and held them in abhorrence accordingly. But, this is not our business, Alfred, apostrophe said the doctor. Ceasing to be my ward, as you have said, today, and leaving us full to the brim of such learning as the grammar school down here was able to give you, and your studies in London could add to that, and such practical knowledge as a dull old country doctor like myself could graft upon both. You are away now, into the world. The first term of probation appointed by your poor father, being over, away you go now, your own master, to fulfill his second desire. And long before your 3 years tour among the foreign schools of medicine is finished, you'll have forgotten us. Lord, you'll forget us easily in 6 months. Apostrophe apostrophe, if I do, but you know better, why should I speak to you? Apostrophe apostrophe said Alfred, laughing. I don't know anything of the sort, apostrophe returned the doctor. What do you say, Marion? Apostrophe apostrophe, Marion, trifling with her teacup, seemed to say, but she didn't say it, that he was welcome to forget, if he could. Grace pressed the blooming face against her cheek, and smiled. I haven't been, I hope, a very unjust steward in the execution of my trust, apostrophe pursued the doctor. But I am to be, at any rate, formally discharged, and released, and what not this morning, and here are our good friends Snitchey and Cracks, with a backful of papers, and accounts, and documents, for the transfer of the balance of the trust fund to you.
I wish it was a more difficult one to dispose of, Alfred, but you must get to be a great man, and make it so,
and other drolleries of that sort, which are to be signed, sealed, and delivered. Apostrophe, unduly witnessed, as by law required, apostrophe said Snitchey, pushing away his plate, and taking out the papers, which his partner proceeded to spread upon the table. And self and Cracks having been co-trustees with you, doctor, insofar as the fund was concerned, we shall want your two servants to attest the signatures. Can you read, Mrs. Newcomb? Apostrophe apostrophe, I am married, Mr. Apostrophe said Clemency. Oh, I beg your pardon. I should think not, apostrophe chuckled Snitchey, casting his eyes over her extraordinary figure. You can read? Apostrophe, a little, apostrophe answered Clemency.
The marriage service, night and morning, eh? Apostrophe apostrophe observed the lawyer, jocosely. No, apostrophe said Clemency. Too hard. I only read a thimble. Apostrophe, read a thimble. Apostrophe apostrophe echoed Snitchy. What are you talking about, young woman? Apostrophe apostrophe, Clemency nodded. And a nutmeg grater. Apostrophe, why, this is a lunatic. A subject for the Lord High Chancellor. Apostrophe said Snitchy, staring at her. If possessed of any property, apostrophe stipulated Cracks. Grace, however, interposing, explained that each of the articles in question bore an engraved motto, and so formed the pocket library of Clemency Newcome, who was not much given to the study of books. Oh, that's it, is it, Miss Grace? Apostrophe apostrophe said Snitchy. Yes, yes. Ha, ha, ha. I thought our friend was an idiot. She looks uncommonly like it, apostrophe he muttered, with a supercilious glance. And what does the thimble say, Mrs. Newcome? Apostrophe apostrophe, I am married, Mr. Apostrophe observed Clemency. Well, Newcome, will that do? Apostrophe said the lawyer. What does the thimble say, Newcome? Apostrophe apostrophe, how Clemency, before replying to this question, held one pocket open, and looked down into its yawning depths for the thimble which wasn't there, and how she then held an opposite pocket open, and seeming to descry it, like a pearl of great price, at the bottom, cleared away such intervening obstacles as a handkerchief, an end of wax candle, a flushed apple, an orange, a lucky penny, a cramp bone, a padlock, a pair of scissors in a sheath more expressively describable as promising young shears, a handful or so of loose beads, several balls of cotton, a needle case, a cabinet collection of curl papers, and a biscuit, all of which articles she entrusted individually and separately to Britain to hold, is of no consequence. Nor how, in her determination to grasp this pocket by the throat, and keep it prisoner, for it had a tendency to swing, and twist itself round the nearest corner, she assumed and calmly maintained, an attitude apparently inconsistent with the human anatomy and the laws of gravity. It is enough that at last she triumphantly produced the thimble on her finger and rattled the nutmeg grater. The literature of both those trinkets being obviously in course of wearing out and wasting away through excessive friction. That's the thimble, is it, young woman? Apostrophe apostrophe said Mr. Snitchy, diverting himself at her expense. And what does the thimble say? Apostrophe, it says, apostrophe replied Clemency, reading slowly round, as if it were a tower, forget and forgive. Apostrophe, Snitchy and Cracks laughed heartily. So new. Apostrophe said Snitchy. So easy. Apostrophe apostrophe said Cracks. Such a knowledge of human nature in it. Apostrophe said Snitchy. So applicable to the affairs of life. Apostrophe said Cracks. And the nutmeg grater? Apostrophe apostrophe inquired the head of the firm. The grater says, apostrophe returned Clemency, do as you will be done by. Apostrophe, do, or you'll be done brown, you mean, apostrophe said Mr. Snitchy. I don't understand, apostrophe retorted Clemency, shaking her head vaguely. I am no lawyer. Apostrophe, I am afraid, that if she was, doctor, apostrophe said Mr. Snitchy, turning to him suddenly, as if to anticipate any effect that might otherwise be consequent on this retort, she'd find it to be the golden rule of half her clients. They are serious enough in that whimsical as your world is, and lay the blame on us afterwards. We, in our profession, are little else than mirrors after all, Mr. Alfred. But, we are generally consulted by angry and quarrelsome people who are not in their best looks, and it's rather hard to quarrel with us, if we reflect unpleasant aspects. I think, apostrophe said Mr. Snitchy, that I speak for self and Cracks? Apostrophe apostrophe, decidedly, apostrophe said Cracks. And so, if Mr. Britton will oblige us with a mouthful of ink, apostrophe said Mr. Snitchy, returning to the papers, we'll sign, seal, and deliver as soon as possible, or the coach will be coming past, before we know where we are. Apostrophe, if one might judge from his appearance, there was every probability of the coach coming past before Mr. Britton knew where he was, for he stood in a state of abstraction, mentally balancing the doctor against the lawyers, and the lawyers against the doctor, and their clients against both, and engaged in feeble attempts to make the thimble and nutmeg grater a new idea to him, square with anybody's system of philosophy, and, in short, bewildering himself as much as ever his great namesake has done with theories and schools. But, Clemency, who was his good genius, though he had the meanest possible opinion of her understanding, by reason of her seldom troubling herself with abstract speculations, and being always at hand, to do the right thing at the right time having produced the ink in a twinkling, tendered him the further service of recalling him to himself by the application of her elbows, with which gentle flappers she so jogged his memory, in a more literal construction of that phrase than usual, that he soon became quite fresh and brisk. How he labored under an apprehension not uncommon to persons in his degree, to whom the use of pen and ink is an event, that he couldn't append his name to a document, not of his own writing, without committing himself in some shadowy manner, or somehow signing away vague and enormous sums of money, and how he approached the deeds under protest, and by dint of the doctor's coercion, and insisted on pausing to look at them, before writing the cramped hand, to say nothing of the phraseology, being so much Chinese to him, and also on turning them round to see whether there was anything fraudulent underneath, and how, having signed his name, he became desolate as one who had parted with his property and rights. I want the time to tell. Also, how the blue bag containing his signature, afterwards had a mysterious interest for him, and he couldn't leave it. Also, how Clemency Newcome, in an ecstasy of laughter at the idea of her own importance and dignity, brooded over the whole table with her two elbows, like a spread eagle, and reposed her head upon her left arm as a preliminary to the formation of certain cabalistic characters, which required a deal of ink, and imaginary counterparts whereof she executed at the same time with her tongue. Also, how, having once tasted ink, she became thirsty in that regard, as tame tigers are said to be after tasting another sort of fluid, and wanted to sign everything, and put her name in all kinds of places. In brief, the doctor was discharged of his trust and all its responsibilities, and Alfred, taking it on himself, was fairly started on the journey of life. Britain. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the doctor. Run to the gate, and watch for the coach. Time flies, Alfred. Apostrophe, yes, sir, yes, apostrophe, returned the young man, hurriedly. Dear Grace. A moment. Marion, so young and beautiful, so winning and so much admired, dear to my heart as nothing else in life is, remember. I. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.